39 years is a long time to maintain the integrity of a performance series, and that's exactly what's happened at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater with the 39th annual Siglo de Oro Spanish Drama Festival. It's such a perfect match for that place on the planet for this to happen. My guests today are Catherine Brennan and Nancy Kaufman, both with Los Paisanos de El Chamizal, a support group for the Chamizal. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It is just so delightful to have had Siglo de Oro take root so beautifully at the Chamizal, because the combination of the location and this particular festival is just exciting every single year. Can you give me the rundown of exactly when it starts and the order of events?
The festival will begin on March 26th. On March 25th, Tuesday, there will be a public reception that will be held at the park from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it will honor not only the actors that are coming to present at the Chamizal for the Siglo de Oro, but also the graphic artists, the artists who won the art contest.
Excellent.
And the River People exhibit artists that are exhibiting currently in the Los Paisanos Gallery at the Chamizal.
Excellent. So this is a nice way to kick off if you really are into the Siglo. This is the place to be, is then that Tuesday, February 25th from 4 to 6, that reception. And that's open to the public and it's free, correct?
Yes, it is.
How many groups are coming in and how many performances will we have?
We have 5 performances. We have 3 groups coming, and 2 of them are from Murcia, Spain, and 1 of them is from Burgos, Spain.
Ah.
And this year, we want to mention, too, that the productions are not for children. We have very adult productions this year.
All right.
Sometimes we have puppets, sometimes we have children's show, which we will do next year. But mm-hmm. this year, we wanted to make sure people know that.
So you can get the entire schedule online, but just for a quick reference here, the performances are Wednesday, February 26th through Sunday, March the 2nd. And each evening there's a 7 p.m. performance except for Sunday, which is the 5 p.m. performance. What is the arrangement regarding tickets? Because the theater has, what's the seating capacity of the Chamizal?
There are 473 seats
so
in the theater.
Almost 500 seats.
At the Chamizal.
Mm-hmm. And what's the arrangement as far as...
Well, this year, the performances will be free. However, you cannot pick up tickets in advance.
All right.
Each night of the festival, the doors will open 90 minutes before the plays. So that's 5:30 for the performances that are at 7 and 3:30 for the performances that's at 5. Groups need to be together so that they can pick up tickets.
No saving seats. So I can't show up with 7 jackets and hats and save a whole row of seats.
Exactly.
All righty. So you have to be there to be seated. And typically, does the house fill completely?
Yes. We had sold out performances last year, and we are trying to build the Siglo up mm-hmm. to its days of glory. And last year, we were very pleased because we did have sold-out houses. And I wanted to mention, too, that one of our partners is the Association for Hispanic Classical Theater, which is an international organization. Last year, 50 universities from all over the United States were represented at the Siglo. And the AHCT has seminars and symposia. They stay here for a week.
Oh, my.
And
wonderful.
We're always happy to welcome them because they are great marketers for fabulous city.
And a wonderful scholarly adjunct to the festival. Oh, those, to be a fly on the wall in some of the conversations that take place during the course of the festival would be wonderful. And tell me about the Chamizal's student outreach program in relation to the festival.
Eden Enterprises with David Mills is handling the outreach, along with one of the Spanish companies, Cambalache, will also be handling student outreach. Last year, we had very, very successful programs and probably had up to 2,000 students involved in our student outreach.
Fabulous. Now, the performances are typically always in Spanish or Spanish and English. What can we expect this year?
All of these performances will be in Spanish.
All right.
And typically, it's classical Spanish from the 15th and 16th centuries.
What are the marks of classical Spanish? Is there a way that the ear can immediately discern that it's...
No, it's kind of the equivalent of old Shakespearean English, you know. It's just the spelling, the phrasing is different enough that for those of us who live on La Frontera, it might be just a tad different.
Yeah, I suspect there is. There's a different musicality to it. Yes.
And it is Castilian Spanish.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the two companies are Morfeo Teatro from Spain and then Cambalache and Escuela Superior de Arte Dramático. And those are both from Murcia in Spain also. I'm delighted you have the partnership, of course, with the Chamizal, with Eden Enterprises, and who else is involved in making this happen?
Well, we really would like to thank UTEP for their support in allowing us to have Dr. Matthew Diesing on our board, who is a Renaissance specialist.
Oh, that helps.
And also teaches a Siglo de Oro program here at UTEP.
Oh, nice connection, indeed. My guests today, Catherine Brennan and Nancy Kaufman, with Los Paisanos de El Chamizal, a wonderful support group that has kept a lot of vital beauty running through the Chamizal over the years. And the 39th annual Siglo de Oro Spanish Drama Festival will be at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater, a lovely proscenium theater. And that's at 800 South San Marcial. It is free this year. Begins with an opening reception on Tuesday, February the 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. Will be followed the next 5 days by performances at 7 p.m. except for the final day, Sunday, which will be at 5 p.m. For all the basics, you can go to los-paisanos-chamizal.org. Or I would guess you could call the Chamizal to get more information. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.